Matt LeBlanc here is a part of Day of Inspiration. I'm on the phone right now with Jenny Chanda. I guess, Jenny, how did you first get involved with Community Living Access?
Well, my journey began certainly when I was young. Community mindedness and community spirit and community involvement were all very important part of one's life, and that's what I was taught. And so when I became involved with Community Access, it came from two different directions. One was a family member and a good friend had children who had developmental disabilities, and I saw firsthand the many struggles and difficulties that were encountered, not just in the services provided and the education received in the area, but also the lack of inclusion in the community. And I was certainly saddened by that. And the other, when I was a professor at Fanshawe College, the programs I was teaching had a community placement component to it. And Community Living Access and the people supported there welcomed the students to be part of their lives. So both of those situations introduced me to a great group of people with a truly wonderful way to support and advocate for those with developmental disabilities. So when I was asked to be on the board, there was no doubt in my mind. And of course, I said yes, and I've never regretted it.
Now, you have both a teaching and a nursing background. How did that help you when it came to joining Community Living Access?
I think that just being able to communicate with people, and through teaching, of course, you have to be able to communicate. And as a nurse, in the community, both in the hospital and the community, that piece of caring and helping people and looking at the logical side of things that we sometimes miss, I think that has been helpful being on the board.
Now, I know you play a big role when it comes to Community Living Ontario, getting to see across the board just how the program works across Ontario. How special is our program here in Norfolk County? Just what makes it shine?
Well, we certainly do. I think that both any of the organizations that are supporting people with developmental disabilities look at the challenges, and they meet those challenges, and they just provide so much support for people that it's just a pleasure and an honor to be part of that group. The frontline staff that are in these organizations are just wonderful. Like I said, when I first met these people, it was the frontline staff who impressed me the most, and they impressed my students, and they just gave quality support to the people. And I see this, the struggle that other communities are having, through Community Living Ontario, through being on that board. I've seen a lot of the struggles. And, I don't think our struggles are quite as severe, because we have so many people supporting the community living community. So I think that we can always challenge and be challenged, and we can always do a little better and provide a little more, but we're doing the best we can, and I think Haldimand Norfolk should be proud of what they're doing.